One of the most important things that you've got to do for yourself this year is stick to your goals. Stay focused on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to get healthier, stick to it. Don't let up. You know, we're at the end of January, and what usually happens is a couple months into the new year, you start dwindling off, you start losing focus, and then you just fall right back into the same old habits that you once had. So stay focused on your goals, on your mission, on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. It's easier said than done in most times. But one thing you can really do is just, as I said in the previous podcast with David Bradley, if you haven't checked that out, go back and check that one out. It's loaded with amazing, amazing value. But one of the most important things is really writing down your goals every single day. Writing them down so you stay focused on them. And not just writing them down once, you need to write them down 2, 3, 4 times a day. Definitely in the morning when you wake up, write down what your goals are, what you want to accomplish. And then at the end of the day, write them down again so that way you're focused on them. I had recently was today, this afternoon, I realized I had lost focus, and you know, I was not focused on the things that I've been wanting to accomplish, and I wasn't focused on me and improving who I am mentally, physically, spiritually, all of those things. I have fallen off of that. I'm not watching, you know, going through training videos like I was to stay focused on improving myself. I wasn't reading as often as I used to get more information. I wasn't creating as much as I really wanted to. And I'd make all of these excuses to not do these things. And I finally came to a point where I realized I don't like who I am right now. And so I immediately had to just stop and I had to evaluate that. That's where self-awareness is really key, is being able to catch yourself, or if you've got a support group, like somebody maybe can catch that for you. But I just kind of caught myself, and I'm just like, you know, I don't like this version of me. Like, what is going on? And that's what it was. I'm not eating healthy. I'm not exercising as much. I'm not creating as much content as I would like to. I'm losing focus on those things that over the past couple of years I've been really working on. And I had to just immediately stop and just make a 180 degree turn and say, you know what, okay, right now I'm going to turn off this music. I'm going to start listening to a book. I'm at the gym. I'm going to run harder. I'm going to push more. I'm going to do more. And yeah, it's baby steps. It's not like I make an entire transformational change in just like a matter of 5 hours. I mean, I have to be consistent on this. I have to stay focused on this. I have to write down these goals that I have every single day. When I wake up in the morning, I focus on them. When I go to bed at night, I focus on them. You know, if I'm going to make an actual change in me, I actually have to work to make that change. And that's what I would encourage you to do. Is I want to encourage you to focus on actually making that change and staying focused on it. We're at the beginning of 2020. January is almost over. I don't want to see you lose that focus. It is bound to happen, but I don't want to see it happen. So learn from me. Stay focused on them. Stick to them, and yeah, just do all those things that you keep saying that you want to do to improve yourself, because when you don't, you're going to find yourself in a place that you don't want to be. You're not going to like who you are. You're not going to like what you're doing. You're going to feel drained mentally and physically. So that's all I've got. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Patience Hustle Daily. I'm going to try and do more of these little short snippets, just throw out some thoughts and like some tips and tricks and whatever else, just to try and provide you as much value as possible, because that holds me accountable when I say I need to create value to help you. That holds me accountable to first make the change, figure out what works, and then report back to you to give you those tips as well. So thank you so much. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your January as we go into the rest of this 2020 year. I cannot wait to see what it is that you create this year. And yeah, if you have any questions, let me know, lance@patienceandhustledaily.com, or find me on Instagram @patienceandhustle. And yeah, till next time, have an amazing day, amazing week. Get out there and create, build, do that thing that you're wanting to do, and don't lose focus. Don't lose focus on it. That's it. I'm going to let you go now and get back to work. Have a good one.